The House of Reps will today consider sweeping new counter-terrorism laws, and they could see journalists jailed for up to 10 years for reporting on intelligence operations by ASIO and other agencies. The National Security Legislation Amendment Bill, which passed the Senate late last week, also gives ASIO the powers to monitor the entire internet and provides ASIO agents with legal immunity for some covert actions. The journalist union, the MEAA, says these new laws will be used to, quote, intimidate, harass and silence legitimate journalistic scrutiny. Christopher Warren is the Federal Secretary of the union, and he's speaking with our political editor, Alison Carabine.
Christopher Warren, good morning.
Good morning.
Chris Warren, you say these laws will have a chilling effect on journalism in this country. Do you believe that they have been deliberately designed to have that effect, to crack down on media freedom?
Well, these laws are what we might call the post-Edward Snowden laws. These are laws that have been developed primarily for the purpose of restricting the sort of coverage and exposure of Australian security agencies and Australian security operations that we've seen overseas. And in doing that, it imposes restrictions on the Australian media that don't exist in any comparable country.
Well, can you give us an example of the type of story that would never have come to light if these laws were already in place? You mentioned Edward Snowden. Is that a good example?
Well, it's a very good example. What makes it worse under these laws is that while it's clear, if we look at the Snowden case, while it's clear that Edward Snowden himself has probably committed crimes under US law as a whistleblower, despite the public interest, obviously, in those disclosure, the journalists themselves that were involved in that disclosure committed no crime. Under this law, those journalists would themselves be guilty of crimes, and that kind of exposure of wrongdoing would not be possible under these laws. And there have been a number of disclosures as part of the Snowden disclosures that have affected Australia, including, for example, the report on the tapping of the phones of the Indonesian president and his wife. Now, those disclosures would now become unlawful disclosures under this law.
And what about the counter-terrorism raids of the last week or so? Would they have been reportable under these laws?
Unclear, because, of course, they would only be unreportable if ASIO or the police, in this case, didn't want them to be reported. And that's the problem. There's carte blanche for the security agencies to talk about what they want to talk about, but serious legal restrictions on any critical or reporting that they don't want. It's important to remember that these laws don't really materially change or give ASIO greater powers in dealing with terrorists or terror suspects. These laws are mainly directed at the coverage and reporting of their activities or the actions of whistleblowers on their activities.
And the laws do allow for jail penalties of up to 10 years, but I think it is important to clarify it's only 10 years if the disclosure endangers a person's health or safety. Otherwise, it's a lesser penalty of 5 years. That's for disclosing information. You would accept that journalists should be wary of revealing information that could put a person's life at risk.
And I think journalists have a very strong record in Australia and in, I think in most comparable countries, of not doing that. Whenever there's been reporting of sensitive security activities in the past, there is, in almost every case, a process of prior consultation with the security agencies or with the government or with the police over that reporting, and often that reporting is restrained until it's safe to do so. So I think given the record, there's really no pressure or demand there's no demonstrable demand for or need for these laws.
Well, the laws that you say there's no need for, they do go to what will be classified as special intelligence operations. What would it take for an operation to be classified as an SIO?
Well, really, anything can be classified as an SIO, and we won't necessarily know whether they've been classified as SIOs until we start investigating them. So the nature of an SIO is that it can be just about any activity by the security forces, which including bungled operations by the security forces, and the Australian people will just know significantly less as a result about what's being done in their name.
The bill will also make it a lot easier for ASIO to access computers, including the computers of third parties. Now, a third party, I understand, could be a journalist who interviews a person of interest to ASIO. How could that affect the work of media organisations, the greater ASIO powers to monitor internet activity?
Well, it means that they can not just surveil or monitor what's going on a journalist's computer or the network of a media corporation. They'll be able to actively intervene, delete material, add material, change material that's held by any media organisation. And indeed, what we will need to assume from that is that any media organisation that employs journalists who cover national security affairs, that is, all media, all major media organisations, will have to assume that their computer networks are being surveilled by ASIO. Now, that's going to mean a number of things. Firstly, that the many confidential relationships or confidential information that media organisations hold will be compromised, but it will also mean that any confidential sources that they are working with whistleblowers, for example, will be able to be exposed and identified through the use of these powers.
Christopher Warren, thanks very much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
That's Christopher Warren. He's the Federal Secretary of the Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance, the Journalist Union, speaking with our political editor, Alison Carabine. And the Greens will seek to amend the bill to allow public interest disclosures for journalists revealing information about these special intelligence operations.